Hi, welcome to Digital Explained to My Mom, the podcast that cuts through the marketing wow. My name is Sultan Simlali. I'm a business consultant passionate about marketing and technology. A couple of months ago, I had a hard time explaining to my mom what I was doing in my day job. I struggled so much that she politely said, interesting. Would you like more coffee? Talking about an experience with friends and colleagues, I realized that I was not alone. This is why I have decided to go on a quest. Find a marketing professional that will be able to tell me who they are, what they do, in words my mom would understand. Enjoy the show. I'm meeting today Nicolas Van Eekhout. Nicolas is someone I stumbled upon via my brother. Big up to you, brother. When I was looking for someone who could talk about blockchain in words my mom could understand. Nicolas will introduce himself. He's doing a lot of stuff, a very interesting project, and I think it's going to be a very interesting conversation. He's been doing a lot of innovation work focused on all upcoming technologies and all upcoming and practices that are being done. So I hope today we'll be able to talk about blockchain, design thinking, and all those kind of topics. He's currently working on a project called Cogarius, which I'm really eager to learn more about. So good morning, Nicolas.
Good morning, Sultan.
How are you?
Fine, very fine. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So I tried to introduce you, but it was tough. So who are you?
So I'm Nicolas. I'm someone dedicated to innovation. So innovation could be a buzzword, but in fact, it's quite simple. So, and even simplicity is more. So everything is starting from the human side and human perspective and how we can bring value through innovation or new technology in order to encounter the daily problems of the people. And so it's a solution for people by people, in fact. And so it's my inspiration every day.
Okay. And during preparation, I know that you focused a lot on the why.
Yeah.
So could you tell us more about your why? And
my why is, in fact, as an individual, I look for my why. It's to reveal and catalyst the potential of the other for a common interest. Mm-hmm. And so I try to align this in my professional life because I think that it's a way of life, in fact. And so by doing this, you know, when you do something always on the same way, you will have the same result. Mm-hmm. So one day I woke up and I thought that, okay, maybe I can have an impact. And through this impact, I was involved in the project Cogarius and to find new way of generating value. Because most of the time you have, the value is hidden. So you have weak signals, you have to dig a bit and to find the sense and to align them.
Okay, so what is Cogarius about?
So Cogarius, it's a project based around three founders. Mm-hmm. All the three founders have the same way of doing, but at first the same why, or a why aligned. Mm-hmm. So for instance, my why, it's reveal and catalyst the potential of the other in order to address common interest.
Yeah.
My purpose is to use this in order to have an impact around our project, but also the way we are generating value. Because our why in Cogarius is to think that innovation is about leveraging hidden values. Mm-hmm. And the hidden values, in fact, are mainly three dimensions. You have the human perspective. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, the empowerment of the people, the recognition, how they can set their future and to be more effective in what they are doing, the balance between their professional life, what they want to do. So, I'm paying for something, I want to do another thing. Or you can combine those dimensions into something very concrete and to make sense in your life. And then around this, and so the problematics they could have, for this part, it's more the problematic on the professional environment and on the field, especially, mm-hmm. because most of the time the people, top management decide, okay, we have those problems, we make a strategic line, and we will address this with through all those stage gates. But they don't dig to the field in order to see that maybe they don't have the knowledge anymore. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you have Excel sheets, or you have only one person who knows how it's working. And then it's all about human interaction, knowledge sharing, and so on, and empowerment. Around this, you have two other dimensions related to hidden values. It's the technology readiness and the business readiness. Mm-hmm. So if you use, for instance, HoloLens VR helmet, in order to use, virtual reality software, if you want to use outside, it's infrared.
Yeah.
It won't work. So most of the time you have to take the right decision, but coming from the field, why are you doing and how you will do it and what will be the outcome?
Yeah.
And then for the business, it's the same. So if, for instance, you are in the energy environment, you know that a transformator has a capex of 40 years, you won't replace it. But you have to know the value chain of your customer, of your environment, and how you can consider it in your strategy and how you will bring value. So Cogarius, it's all about revealing value for the people, but also for organization.
Yeah.
It's our motto. And especially blockchain can help in order to do this.
And you have a good example on how you used blockchain, for example, to...
Yes. So as you have understood, we have an approach. So basically, let's say it's design thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could be a buzzword, but we use it because people have the right perception of it. But in the reality, it's a mix of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Cogarius, we are all software engineers. We are between 15 and 20 years of experience in big companies and small companies. We are entrepreneurs too.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of our focus is blockchain. Also because blockchain, let's say it's like a mindset. Everybody thinks that blockchain is all about crypto.
Yeah.
And crypto, behind this, it's related to fiat money, euro, dollars, and so on. So speculation. But the trigger is to understand that it's also about the valorization or the generation of value related to technology.
Mm-hmm.
What can bring technology inside our community? So you make the perfect summarize, because behind this, I explained first what is blockchain. Blockchain, let's say it's a decentralization of duplicated information.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, in a bank, you have a ledger with all the transactions, and it's centralized there. In the blockchain, you have blocks and node. And for instance, you are a node 1, I'm a node 2. When there is a transaction, you will have the whole history, and I will have the whole history too.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot break or change or modify without the consensus of everybody on the universal computer.
Yeah.
And then when we use this for our project, it was really to have this decentralization and this consensus inside the organization as a whole, but also locally.
Yeah.
And for instance, you have also to understand that in order to bring value, you have new way of doing things. If you use blockchain just in order to replace existing, it could be efficient in some way, but you can generate other value. For instance, I can give the example of boats, yacht, or even jets or planes, or even arts. And you use token, what we call tokenization. You can, for instance, tokenize a yacht. For instance, I have 10% of the tokens. So imagine you have 100 tokens for a boat.
Okay.
And I receive 10 tokens.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, other revenue models or cost models are if you rent the yacht, I will have 10% of the revenue. For the maintenance, I will pay 10%, but I can say that I have 10%, I can use it 10% of the time, you know. Imagine if I come back to my Print Fidelity card, imagine you have a merchant A, merchant B. I can have a discount, for instance, You could imagine that you will have a discount, like usual print Fidelity card, directly when you buy something, because you think, okay, we have a discount because it's about 10 euros. No, forget this. Maybe you have an interest to go to this merchant A, because the merchant B will see that you are also a customer, and then merchant A and B will have interest to share value. Because their transaction will raise up, and you as customer, you will have value in both, in fact. Okay. So at the end, you will have a discount, but it's not the only way of generating value. It's the interaction of the local aspect.
Okay, so you are, okay, by sharing the knowledge, you create more value actually.
Right.
Instead of just looking at redeeming discounts, like a 10% discount. Oh yeah, I went there 10 times, I get the 11th time it's for free. No, it brings value also to the neighbor, and then you can, okay. Yeah.
And then it's the community which will have interest. For instance, it could be the hairdresser after. It could be the butcher. And so the people will create a local dynamic.
Yeah.
And it's quite difficult, because most of the time it's quite easy to, for instance, help Carrefour to save 10,000 jobs.
Yeah.
But when you go to locally, each local community has its own complexity. And blockchain, with the decentralization, the organic way, the consensus, can raise up this complexity. The pattern emerge, in fact. Yeah. But it's quite difficult. There are no recipe. Everybody's looking in order to find a way to generate more value. And so it's all about passion, conviction, let's say vision, the fact that we think that it will make a difference in the near future. So conviction.
And this is really where I think we've seen design thinking meeting blockchain, meeting holacracy, and all those concepts actually are blending in, and it's getting really exciting to see what it will bring. So yeah, I have so many questions now in my mind, but how did you get to where you are right now? So what was your life history? How did you get to the point where you are at Cogarius now doing this project?
It's a very good question. So as we do for the concept and the conviction related to blockchain, we decided to make a difference to the technology aspect. So we decide to be together to have an impact. And for instance, when we bring this solution in order to simplify the complexity of the blockchain, we create building blocks, but we try to make an awareness around technology and the technology which are mature. So for instance, we bring the concept of decentralized application. So the way of the people are directly connected to a smart contract, let's say a blockchain in the cloud, not depending of a centralized server which can control everything. We use progressive web app. So it's about the fact that we have store and we pay in order to use an application, but we generate value for the other, but it don't make sense locally. So Progressive Web App, it's a mature technology which allow you to be web-based, but to be native-like. And so we try to align the same truths around different dimensions, the vision, the concept, the solution, but also regarding ROI, the technology side, because the people most of the time think that the technology is far away. Blockchain, I don't understand, but it's true. If you don't have the sample, that it could be simple and you can use it and it's accessible. It's all about adoption. But behind this, the people have to understand, okay, you have a lot of technology solution, but what is behind, and how can I employ people? It could be a business consultant to let them know understanding what is blockchain by using an app they have understood. The use cases too, and then to share and to disseminate a way of doing or building blocks, reusable building blocks, in order to let, for instance, developers to develop quicker. So we want to contribute to the blockchain community too, around the technology aspect. So it's a key point inside CoGaius. Mm. But we understood that if we stay at the technology level, we miss something. So it's the reason why we start for why. We try to define a way to reveal hidden values, especially through design thinking, and to ensure value around all the pipe. Because most of the time you have a strategy, you dig maybe a bottom line, and at the end it's not the right result, because all the actors in order to make the solution was in a perception. And then you have to align this value in order to ensure that the outcome will be very close to the people.
Okay. So the podcast is called Digital Explained to My Mom. So does your mom know what you do? And how did you explain that to her?
It's quite difficult, but I will try to... I always start with this motto. Simplicity is more. So forget digital, forget innovation. It's just bringing value concretely to people. But the people have to understand that with new technology, cloud, social network, IoT, machine learning, so those new technologies bring needs and opportunities. But they don't will wait us. So you have to understand that maybe, okay, machine can, through data, understand what we are doing. With social networking, you are not an individual far from the other, or just with your family, you can share with a lot of people. And so when I explained to it, I did, let's say that it's about data. It's about what I want to do with data. Because when you interact with somebody, you share something. But the point is to, in digital solution, to bring back the power to people. So I start with by explaining blockchain, but we talk about the concept of self-sovereign identity. It's the fact that, imagine, we are currently in a way where privacy is quite important. So there are new regulations in order to tell people, okay, when I register to something, I have to check a lot of boxes in order to say, okay, I'm okay with this, I make an agreement. But at the end, if everybody make this, you are locked. Because if you don't agree, you doesn't agree, you won't use any solution anymore. So, all through digital solution, you come back to human, your data, your identity, you can inverse this way of doing. So you can, for instance, use your data and decide, okay, it's my data, I can attach this to a token, it has a value, and I decide to sell my own data, but the data I want.
So your mom sees you as the guy that is making the link between the data and the people.
But what I think is, digital is nothing without a physical aspect. So it's always digital, physical, digital. And you need openness in order to contribute. So blockchain is also about, for us, open sources, to share something with the other. And when you understand this, you know that you are not forced to use a solution. But maybe you have to choose the... We use the concept proven right solution for you.
And let's say I'm a 18-year-old just finishing secondary school. I don't know what I'm going to do, or I'm just at university and I'm struggling. What would be the advice you give?
I will give the advice that when you are young, it's quite difficult to know what you are doing.
Even when you're old.
Let's say that it's quite a cliche, but you have to fail to succeed and the pattern will emerge. And I start with law. Then I came back to computer and then business. And now we are living in a way that, let's say, there are no security anymore. But it's not a problem. you have to build yourself with your conviction. Mm-hmm. You have to build yourself through your singletons of values. Mm-hmm. What are your core values? It's like a brand, let's say, mm-hmm. The identity.
Yeah.
If you have deletion to do a lot of things, but it doesn't make sense. You have mm-hmm. to think about your core value, and the adaptation will go around those core values.
Yeah.
And when you know you can test, for instance, business, tech, mm-hmm. but at the end, it's what you are doing with those building blocks which will make your sense.
Yeah.
And so it's not a path when you can, I think, work, you make economics and then you work 20 years in the same company.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about project alignment and sense to be confident, to be straight, to go to the contact with the field, to validate your hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will grow up and you will be... You will be glad of what you achieve.
Yeah, I like it. It's really starting with who you are, and even though it's hard sometimes when you're 18, but still looking at what your core values are and then translate that into where you're going to. Right. And it's true. Looking back, if you look back some years back, you are who you are.
Yes.
You do change a bit, but the core values that you have are usually there. And that's how do you pursue them. So it's very interesting. So how can people know more about you and connect with you?
They can connect through Cogeris website, LinkedIn. So it's Nicolas Van Eckhout, V-A-N espace E-E-C-K-H-O-U-T.
Yeah.
I have Twitter too. But maybe the best is LinkedIn. I'm always open to answer questions.
Okay.
Be free to ask.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So I'll provide the links to your LinkedIn profile, to Cogeris website, and some other stuff we discussed today in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to thank you for taking the time to meet me today. And I hope everyone enjoyed the conversation. I really did. So thank you so much, Nicola.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Digital Explained to My Mom, the podcast that cuts through the marketing wah-wah. If you like the podcast, please rate it with 5 stars on iTunes or the podcasting app you use. Remember that sharing is caring, so feel free to share with your friends and colleagues. You will find the show notes on our website, digitalexplainedtomymom.com. I'm looking forward for your feedback, ideas, and more. So let's connect on LinkedIn. My name is Sultan Simnali. Or on Twitter, where I go by the name of Sultanology. The music you have heard is from bensound.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.